then a buddy saying, hey, you suck at YouTube, upload, bro. And the rest is history. It's been almost 10 years. How do you not, like, swear or say off-color things on stream all the time, on the Brawlhalla dev stream?
That's actually a good question. How? Because I would struggle.
Fear. No, for the first...
Welcome to Season 2 of Brawlhalla Origins. This season's lineup is packed with awesome guests from various backgrounds in the Brawlhalla community. Join our VIP list by signing up at season2.brawlhallaorigins.com to get early access to each episode, special clips, giveaways, and behind-the-scenes updates. Today's guest is Defensive. He's the official community manager for Brawlhalla and was also one of the game's first content creators.
This guy very quickly went from a 10K to a 5K. That's how I knew. He's either actually Bitcoin rich or doo-doo from the mouth hole.
Brawlhalla Origins is presented by Brawl Academy. Brawl Academy's mission is to provide the best educational content for improving at Brawlhalla to support competition long-term by bringing in and leveling up new talent. Learn more at brawlacademy.com. Brawlhalla Origins Season 2 is sponsored by SIB Esports. Go support them and follow what they do over at esportssib.com.
Welcome to the season finale of Season 2 of Brawlhalla Origins. This season we have Defensive with us, currently the community manager over at Brawlhalla. Defensive, how are you doing today?
I was doing great until you said currently the community manager. What is that? You got news that I don't know about, man? Like, you're just gonna, like, get in like the head honcho at BMG and be like, actually,
we're gonna...
You're being promoted!
No, better. But it's like, currently the community manager, because we're gonna solve that shit right here on this episode.
That'd be the worst way to get cut from a role ever. Turn to the podcast. Your boss flies in like, by the way, you're fired. Have a fun hour.
We got photo coming in right over now.
Hey, David, what's up? Oh, is that... Wait, what's up with the paperwork?
That is a pink slip. I need you to sign right here.
Oh, man. I've never got a pink slip, man. I don't want one of them. Oh, I would, man, like a position where I get to give those out, though. So, like, if you're ever hired by me... Watch out.
Yeah, right.
I just need to get the one out of the way and then I see how I feel about it. You know? Yeah, community manager. Brawlhalla ID number like 162,000-ish. Been in the community for a long time, made YouTube videos for a long time.
That's what we're here to talk about, really, is kind of the the early days of Defensive. So for anybody who is new or tuning in for the first time, the point of Brawlhalla Origins is to interview notable members of the Brawlhalla community and talk to them about their history with the game. And so I'm going to open with the question that I ask everybody. Defensive, how did you find Brawlhalla?
I'm going to immediately not answer your question and say, okay, it's so unfair that you get to read from a script and you didn't send me anything to prepare. You're just like, honestly, I'm going to get it raw.
I'm honestly not reading from a script. I've just done this 19 times. So, okay.
Spoiler, episode 20 is the 19th recording. Okay, back to your question. Sorry. It was 2014's like July or June's loot crate. Somebody on the internet will fact check that. Where Brawlhalla had included a White Fang Nash beta code and like skin unlock, which was, I mean, it's kind of sitting and collecting dust for a few months. And one of my buddies hit me up.
Forgot about Loot Crate, actually. Can you, like, just real quick go over what that was for people who might have no idea what you're talking about?
Yeah, it was the nerdiest way to, like, kind of just buy a t-shirt every month. It's basically it. What Loot Crate was, I really, really enjoyed Loot Crate from when I had it. It obviously changed my life. Who would have thought? It was a monthly subscription box. There's similar stuff for, like, dog toys and treats and food delivery, whatever, right? Everybody knows online subscription boxes. But this one had, like, just a bunch of nerdy stuff themed every month that came in a box. It was, like, a t-shirt, pins, a little tchotchke, whatever. At some point, I had it all decorating the wall behind me. It's in some box in, like, a storage closet now. But they would include cool stuff once in a while that was kind of out of the ordinary, like this promotion for Brawlhalla, this card that you can Google, White Fang Nash Loot Crate Guard, and it'll show the White Fang Nash splash art doing the spear move. I hope if it's a hammer move, I'm so shattered if I'm wrong about that. And it was beta access. This was like 2014. This was after PAX East, where Brawlhalla earned its name or got its name. They had to name it before the booth was up there. And I got in 162,000-ish, started playing a little bit, and it started to collect dust. And then one of my buddies, Mike the Beast, 133, whatever, he's not watching. And if you are, congratulations on becoming a gym rat, bro. he said, hey man, you haven't uploaded on YouTube in a while, which was true. I'd uploaded like 4 crap videos. Can I say shit? Can I swear?
No, that's fine. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. If we decide
it's too much, we'll just bleep it. It's fine.
Right on. Okay. I'm not saying anything crazy. Trust me. he said I hadn't uploaded in a while, and it was true. Like, my first video was like an unboxing of CSGO. Yeah. So he said I hadn't uploaded in a while. I hadn't, and I was kind of going through my very sparse Steam library at the time, because all I was doing was playing CSGO and free games and everything. Mm. And I remember Brawlhalla. So I uploaded a Brawlhalla video that's like 1v1 Brawlhalla for Michael or something like that. Super cheesy and like kind of sweet in retrospect. Because not only did Loot Crate change my life, but like the like, hey man, keep at it kind of message from a friend really changed my trajectory.
Right.
So I jumped in, recorded some games. I was playing on an ultra-wide monitor and recording on the OG OBS. So like, it's in properly captured. There's like sound delay and everything. The game looked completely different. No shadows, bigger stages, small map pool, super slow speed. Like the global Brawlhalla speed has been like increased by, I don't know, 50% since back in the day. But it was awful. But, you know, I stuck with it. I kept playing. Eventually, really enjoyed throwing bombs at people in game and started to record that and upload it with, like, just, like, no copyright music. And it caught on. I did that basically for a year, and that was my big start. You know, shout out Silly Gobi, the Gobi section, the 20th recording of Brawlhalla Origins. Please bring it up in that interview, Atrophius. Thank you. Sandwick, you can cut that out so it's a surprise. But Brawlhalla was really...
I mean, technically it will be a surprise because your episode comes after his.
So. Gotcha! God, the nature of time and space is crazy. I love it.
Right?
But that gained me a lot of momentum and traction in the Brawlhalla community, where there wasn't a lot of content creation. And it just went from those two crazy events. Is Loot Crate, which I just happened to subscribe to because the content I was watching on YouTube was pushing it. And then a buddy saying, hey, you suck at YouTube. Upload, bro. And the rest is history. It's been almost 10 years, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time. How did you originally get into streaming? Was it through Brawlhalla, or were you streaming something else before Brawlhalla?
So it was... My original foray into streaming was through Xbox One, playing Destiny with my brothers, and just trying it. And it was awful. Mike was awful. They were awful. We were awful. It's just, none of it was good. But that was like, you know, before I was uploading Brawlhalla content. And when I started to upload Brawlhalla content, I think it was Rondon Kanan and Sandwick, leave this pause in. I think it was Rondon Kanan and another guy. I think his name was maybe Terry, maybe Robert. There were some people in the comment section of the YouTube videos that said, hey, it'd be really fun if you like hosted some private lobbies, some lobbies for the community, for the comment section, for your subs, whatever. And me with my pea brain trying to figure out and coordinate how that would work without like individually messaging people. I didn't really have a Discord that was popping at the time. YouTube has a streaming feature. Let me just stream on YouTube where there's these people are already watching, and that way it's easy to coordinate lobbies. And that's how it started. I started doing the restream to Twitch and YouTube thing. And then Raythan, the original Brawlhalla community manager, was like, hey man, all the cool people are on Twitch. And if you stream on Twitch, we can get you partnered. Ditch YouTube. So I was like, peace YouTube. Been cool. And I mean, I still love YouTube. And I think their live services have improved a lot. But Twitch has always been the heart of like community and culture around streaming. And I'm very glad that Raythan commits me to you know. And for him, he probably doesn't even remember it because it's just a side comment, right? But it put me on YouTube, got me partnered, blah, blah, blah. And I streamed for like 6 years. So,
I mean, back then, YouTube streaming was not super great. It was,
it was a lot of bare minimums. Is what it was.
Yeah. I mean, they basically got streaming off the ground because Twitch was blowing up. And
And they're like, why didn't we already do this? Let's shamble some things together and see if it has traction. It kind of did. So,
I mean, it's doing much better now than it used to, for sure.
Yeah. They're paying big content creators and sniping them from Twitch, which I think is a baller move.
So let's talk a little bit about sort of like your early days in the game itself. So like when you first started playing, I generally tend to ask people like how did they like learn how to play the game originally?
I never did. We know. Watch the dev streams. We know. Never did. I still play with muscle memory accrued from just slamming my face in a ranked 1v1 for 2 years. Like I play like I'm 2016 built. That's it.
I mean, I still play like I'm from 2018, 2019, so.
Should we 1v1 and do a little break in the middle of the episode? You guys don't want to see me get 3-stock, never mind.
That also wouldn't be very fun for the audio only people. So.
We gotta have Sam with cast it. I mean, okay, this is the editor's note. I'm gonna be casting the match. Defensive got KO'd. 10 seconds passed, he got KO'd. Atrophius is taunting. Defensive jumped off the map. He gave up. Obliterated. If you guys can't tell, Atrophius and I have been friends for like 7 or 8 years.
It's been a little while. See you, Dreamland.
Which was like. 100%, you just hit me and Starlight up out of the blue. You're like, I'm a local. Let's go to the beach. I'll pick you up from the airport. And then
Starlight we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. The beach was a lie. We were baited. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nerds and the beach don't exactly mix either. And so
I would have been 100% sunburned.
With
my blue hair. I would have looked like a Teletubby from the future, dude. Oh, that was great. No, I met Starlight at the airport landing in, what were we in, Orlando or whatever. Yep. And we hung out waiting for Atrophius to like get off from work or whatever you were doing. And lo and behold, you picked us up in the Atropius shadow.
Yep.
Trunk's super comfortable. Don't ask.
We'll talk about it in a bit.
And then we just went to the venue and we hung out for the entire weekend. I picked up a waitress, two waitresses. I was way fit, way better looking back then. I'm not now good looking now. We had a ton of fun. Atrophius crashed the first night in the hotel room with he's not Data FGC. Who am I thinking of that I roomed with? Dan Nguyen?
Maybe? Funky P?
Funky P, thank you. Edit out the part where we didn't remember, Samuel.
Yeah.
Because this was 8 years ago, by the way.
Wasn't it like you and Funky P were sharing
we were paired together because BMG had flown me down to cast and just be there since I was one of like the 3 or 4 non-competitive community members.
Right.
Which was super cool. I felt like a VIP. Like I was starstruck by myself. I looked in the mirror and I was like, look at this dipshit with blue hair. You're fucking doing things, man. But it was great. Yeah. I hit on an old lady with blue hair. We connected immediately because of the hair dye thing. And then I was smacking on a Disney princess who was also a waitress at like the pool restaurant in the like,
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. We were at
What was the venue?
It's the Wyndham.
Whatever's right next to like the biggest McDonald's in the world or whatever.
Yeah. It's the Wyndham down at down in Orlando, like International Drive or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a tournament that was. That was OG, man. That was when all the players were like prepubescent, no facial hair, crazy good at the game still.
So
Gadget's still in the game?
I talked to was what still in the game?
Were Gadget still in the game at that tournament?
In tournament,
right?
I don't think so.
It was pre-BCX, though. It might have been.
It was
somebody looked up the VOD.
It was after the first BCX. Because it was 2017.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You missed the first one.
Yeah, I missed the first BCX because I started playing pretty much right after it happened. Because I started right before Mirage came out.
Yeah, you saw Mordex and you're like, okay. Yeah.
I actually ignored Mordex for like a month.
What?
Yeah. Because I played Mirage when she came out, and I was like, oh, this scythe weapon's pretty fucking cool. I'm just going to play this. And then Nyx came out.
That's your same mentality for every video game, too. If it has a scythe, you're like, I guess I'll play the scythe.
I like scythes, man. They're cool.
They are cool.
But then I played Nyx, and then I was like, oh, I got Diamond on Nyx. I'm just going to stick to Nyx. And then Mordex came out, and I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm just going to play Nyx. And then a month later, I was like, oh, Mordex is actually kind of good. And then level 100. So.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. Boom, boom, boom.
No, CO Dreamland was. Man. Dude, CO Dreamland was so fun.
Yeah, we met Mitch there as well.
Which yes.
One of the nights after Atrophius and I went to the brew house called BJ's down there, right next to the venue.
It's like right next to the venue, yep.
And afterwards, because I was waiting for the waitress to get off her shift, we went and we're just kind of tooling around, walking around, and we see a whole bunch of, like, FGC people drinking beers. What did I say to you? Like, let's go see if we can get a beer or something?
Yeah, something like that. We just kind of, like, walked over and crashed their party.
But it was cool, because the FGC is super cool, and we were all, like, I was 22 at the time, I guess. What's math? I was in 95, it was 2017. Yeah, I was, like, 22, so I was legal. Like
one of those things, yeah.
Yeah, I could drink. We're not promoting underage drinking here. Don't be mad. If you go to a fighting game community event and there's drinking, steer clear. Drink responsibly if you're of age.
Right.
But it was super cool. It was one of my first ever FGC events, and it was just everybody was super warm and welcoming, and it was really fun. And go to LANs. Do it.
You met some random dude who offered to take you to the beach.
Yep.
On the internet. Slept with him your first night. It was a little weird.
there wasn't even pillows between us, man. We basically holding hands the entire night. It was crazy. For context, the trophy is married, if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
This is totally a platonic thing, but like I hate to say it, there are some privileges of being, like, a big man. Like, you don't have to worry about weird stuff happening to you.
Oh, yeah.
You probably should, but I don't. Don't do stupid shit, y'all.
Oh, God. This episode is gonna be...
I messaged Atrovius before this, and I said, anything I should prep for our chat tonight? He's like, not really. Ours will probably be the easiest one. It'll end up being a conversation more than an interview.
Yes. It's literally just like, I'm just going to hit record and we're going to talk, and that's going to be the season finale of season two.
Subscribe. 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 Follow. What is podcast? What do you do on podcasts?
Listen on Spotify. I guess you can follow and subscribe on like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and stuff, right?
Hit the heart, hit the plus, hit the subscribe, hit the whatever.
Leave
there
a
is
review.
That gives you
give me
stuff.
Give me those 5-star reviews, baby. That's what we need.
Comment, like, subscribe, review, all of it. Send it to your grandmother. She won't understand, but she'll see me like, oh, he looks like a nice lad. I'm not, grandma. I'm not. This is the part of the episode that terrifies you.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy. Dressed up as Patrick Starr at BCX. Like, I'm super cool.
Oh, you weren't supposed to leak that.
Lefstick already did it on Sarcasm.
It was cool. Lefstick tweeted some shit like, I couldn't find SpongeBob. It was never out at the same time as me.
And then in the same week, he posted like a picture from inside SpongeBob's face through the eye looking at Patrick. Wonder who it could have been.
Wonder who? Oh my god.
No, in the day two or three photo album of BCX by V, there's a photo of us getting into costume. We showed it on stream. We were like, oh, no, go next. The illusion. Don't shatter it. That was super cool. He was very sentimental about it. I'm a bit of a moron, so I was just living in the moment instead of like thinking. Period.
Ever. Period. Ever.
But it was cool because Lefstick and I have been friends since before BCX 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To think that we were both at that event as like community members and just there because we loved the game, and now we're both working for the company is like kind of mind-blowing. Like the Brawlhalla journey for everybody is super unique and different and awesome.
Right.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but mine's pretty sick. From origin until now.
Yeah. Mm. We probably should have been drinking on this episode. That would have made it even better.
I can make that happen so fast.
I can't. So let's not.
Okay. Cut that out. I don't drink. Except all the time.
Unless yeah, I was about drinking. To say, leave that in because he's full of shit.
Or booze. It depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. Okay, CO Dreamland was crazy. What other lands did you go to kind of throughout the years? Any other interesting stories?
The reveal of Mordex was at Boston PAX East 2015, 16? I don't remember. But that was really cool because I was one of the mentors that BMG flew out for like...
Oh, okay.
You know, influencers to do the Trial by Fire tournament. Mm-hmm. That was hosted by, I think it was Golden Boy and Sparky, and I don't remember if Duke was there. He's probably there. We were hosted by Troy. I want to say his last name is Ferrero, but I'm probably wrong. He worked with Rock Band for a good bit. Mm-hmm. Super cool dude. Hosted us at his place. Airbnbs were expensive. Mm-hmm. But it was like the first taste of me being under like the umbrella of the Mammoth, where like Photo would like took us all out to dinner, and like we had really nice Italian food after like a super successful like brawl against the devs and like Trial by Fire tournament, which was super cool. Shouts to Morag. Scott, you're still a legend. I love you. But yeah, those two were the big ones apart from BCX that I was able to show up at, and I've not missed a BCX. Fun fact, Trophies, you know what I'm gonna say?
What's that?
Was the first person to ever sign up for BCX.
Ever? Even the first one?
Certified.
Wow.
First ever person. I signed up in a heartbeat, and I will always remember that. I have only been first in one regard when it comes to tournaments. Signing up first.
That's great.
I have played 69th at a BCX, though, so that's also like equally as cool.
Hey, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
With like 40 other people. But
that's
like
better than I did this year. So
you went what, 4-2
at this year's BCX?
Yeah, 4-2, not 0-2.
Yeah.
4-2.
4-2. Yeah.
Oh man, a couple beers and like a plate full of wings and like fried pickles right now would go down so nicely.
Dude, don't talk about food. I'm hungry.
I'm not sorry, I did it intentionally.
Right after this episode, I'm 100% going to get dinner. So,
well, too bad. We're going to talk for the next 4 hours.
Perfect.
Well, welcome to the trilogy. Yeah. All Origins with Defensive, the 4 hour long saga.
Yeah, because we could probably talk about Brawlhalla history stuff for a while, right? So, like.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you and I been on a call for 5 or 10 hours playing video games?
Dude, I mean, from the perspective of you've just been in the community for a very long time at this point, because
you
want to
do like
seen
a rapid fire round where I just answer questions quickly from like whatever topics you think of? Because I've got a story for everything.
You got a story for everything, huh?
Yeah.
Everything?
I mean, not that I'm not going to tell them all, but Sandwick, careful. if I do this, edit it out.
This is the part where I ask you what the next legend is.
Seven.
Seven. Exactly.
Oh, wait, nailed this it. Is going up in February.
This is going up. This is going up in March. Actually, oh, there damn. Might. All right. What? Obviously, you can't answer this question. All right. It's not really a question. It's just a thought. It's possible there might be another legend tease between now and March, right?
It's a possibility. That goes without saying.
That would be funny if we're like, the next legend is seven, and there's been like a crossover and like another legend since then.
People are like, what the hell are you guys talking about? We've had eight and nine already.
Oh my god, who was it that tweeted the cast? Oh, it was it, no, I can't remember who it was. It wasn't Vonda K, was it? Who tweeted about the casting of around seven, the whole 7, 8, 9 joke?
Oh, there's been a few so far. If you guys don't know, I'm on the Brawlhalla social media accounts, but my favorite seven reaction was Double Doc saying like, I can't.
Oh, it was Double casters. Doc. It was Double Doc, not Vonda K. Okay, yeah.
He was like, I just can't wait for the casters to just meme and cast around seven. Like, Sparky's gonna say some dumb shit, and we're all gonna love it. You know,
it's true.
After BCX 2017, we were hungry, right? And we were
the five or six people story. Deep. True, yeah.
And even though it's like a 4.5 or 5 minute walk. Since we're all lazy, we decided to pile into Atrophius's Prius with one too many people, and me, just having a general not give a shit outlook on life, said, I'll hop in the trunk. It was a bad idea.
It worked.
It worked. It's not legal, probably. Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
We are not admitting to a crime here. We are just telling a made-up story.
We drove across a parking lot. It's fine.
But yeah, that car ride, even though it was brief, was full of hysteria and laughter.
That was that was probably one of the best moments of that BCX for sure. And then we we did a repeat performance with your
newer car.
we did a repeat performance with it was what, 2022, right?
It was the last year. Yeah.
Last year's BCX. Because I changed cars, the Atroprius sadly kicked the bucket, and so I had to get a new car, and we picked up a Venza, which we're not necessarily happy with this name, but we're calling it the Ruvenza after my wife.
It works.
It's okay, I guess.
It's not as memeable as the Atroprius.
Yeah, it's not as memeable as the Atroprius, but no, we did a repeat performance of this. Of this trip with Diff in the back of that car, too.
It wasn't even necessary. I'm pretty sure there was an available seat.
I think there was.
It was so roomy. I'm like a wide person, so even if there was a seat available, like, the trunk was more space, right? So
true. You didn't really get to stretch your legs necessarily, but
I'm not that tall. I got to stretch somewhat.
It was pretty good.
It was great.
What was kind of the transition from content creation into like being involved in casting and doing things kind of on contract for BMG in that way?
It was me being a one-man show, or trying to be a one-man show, for a long time. Often I would see somebody doing something in just the esports scene in general, or the Brawlhalla scene, I'd be like, I could do that. I could make a tournament overlay. I could do this. I could do that, and just stream it for my community, because it really just boiled down to, there's a ton of fun stuff to do with Brawlhalla. I can make it fun for my niche part of the community. Right. So, meme-y stuff like a Thatch only tournament, or like a weekly Brawl Ball night, or you know, just 2v2 day, 1v1 day. I would do that all the time, or like 8-player lobbies where like last man standing wins, and we did 7 different lobbies, and it was always like the championship round, the winner of each one against each other. And in a lot of those, I wasn't the best player, so I'd often get knocked out. And instead of just shooting the shit with chat or whatever, I'd try to make it a little more interesting by casting it, talking about the actual gameplay going on, just making it fun. I never thought I was a great caster, but I had fun casting, and that matters a lot for an audience.
Right.
So really early on, I was a warm body with a vocal box, and I was recognizable. So I think that's what raised me into BMG's eyes. I was also in all the dev streams. I was chatting back and forth with the mods. I was known, again, one of the very few. Right. I was a little fish in a puddle.
Right.
So it just kind of naturally rolled out. I mean, I also showed face at events, which was important, like the first BCX, etc. So it really was just opportunity met preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make your own luck, opportunity, preparation, whatever.
Yep.
And that just kept rolling for a really long time. Just did my own thing, and when BMG would call upon me, the two or three times they did, I hit it up. And then years and years later, I had kind of taken a hiatus from streaming on YouTube. And
yeah,
I was like tuning into maybe one dev stream a month, right? I still played every new character all the way to like, you know, level 10 when they dropped. Still played a bunch of Brawlhalla, but content wise was kind of taking a chill pill. But I tuned into a stream today after seeing a whole bunch of upset on Twitter about things after Burb had posted his like laundry list of BMG, like these need to be changed, fixed, addressed, whatever.
Right.
And I feel like people probably know what kind of what stream I'm talking about. And afterwards I tweeted at Brawlhalla, like, you guys need a community manager? I'm your guy. And Matt Woomer said, apply, seriously. So I DM'd him to take things off of a public form and said, I will send my resume right now. Send me a couple emails, send it to. A few months later, it's the job position's officially up on the Ubisoft website. First to apply again, twice basically, right? I was like, you need the role? Me. Role's officially available. I submit my application, my resume, whatever, again. Interview process goes through. They pick me. I move to Atlanta. I start managing community, and it's already been a year.
I know.
And when this airs, it's been a year and 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
What's it been like? Like, obviously you can't talk too much about like upcoming stuff or anything like that, like anything that would leak, but like the actual role itself, how much can you talk about like what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Community manager is my title, but everybody at BMG wears a few hats where they tackle, you know, different projects or help with different things. And I have my finger in a few pots. Obviously, I'm on the social media accounts. I'm helping make promotional content and with the help of others making like actual promotional content itself, not just the plan for it, etc. And dealing with just day-to-day stuff that changes pretty frequently, right? And then on top of that, the partner program, and God, I can't even talk about what I did today.
No,
but do stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And as somebody that still feels like a graduated community member more than a dev, like being on the inside and seeing how the sausage is made, normally that's like supposed to be a bad thing. Like the saying goes, like, oh, you want to see how the sausage is made. I fucking love looking at sausage get made. It's so good. It's so good. It's so fun. I mean, y'all saw what happened in 2023, right? After Tezca's launch, there was the Combat Evolved crossover, the Tekken crossover, the Brawlhalla SpongeBob SquarePants crossover. There was so much cool stuff. Thea, Loki, Seven. So glad I can actually say that, because on Monday I couldn't have.
Yeah, right?
It's so cool being a part of the process from concept to concept to actual asset, right? Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And as much as I can play a role, I do. And as much as I am a spectator, I am. And I just want to shout out everybody at BMG for just being the coolest fucking people ever.
Right.
I'm staying with my brother over December and winter break. which is why I'm in the Judge Joe Brown chair instead of a DX Racer. This is a hand-me-down from my daddy. He owned a furniture store way back in the day. Blah, blah, blah. It's an antique. But it's I lost my train of thought. Why did I talk about fucking furniture? Who cares?
I don't know. You were shouting out people at BMG for being awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying with my brother over December, and every time I exit a meeting, he's like, "Who were you chuckling with or laughing with?" And I'm like, that's just how meetings go
in
the company. Like, people are having a good time. We genuinely love the game. We genuinely love what we're doing, making the game. And it shows because the workplace is so chill, right? He has a remote day or two, and his meetings are like the doldrums. I won't shout out who he works for or anything, but that shit sucks. Like, he's like, "Oh, yeah, well, I have to push this paper and then this person and then yada, 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 business.
All right. Yeah. No, it's...
BMG's sick. Love you guys.
It's definitely very different when you work for a company that, like, everybody there loves what they do and, and they want to be there. Like, I've definitely worked for some companies where people absolutely don't want to be there, and it sucks. It's just the fucking worst.
Yeah. I don't want to also, just a quick aside... There are serious parts of everybody's job at BMG, including my own. I don't want to paint a picture that it's all daisies and dandelions and bullshit and rainbows and whatever. Like, it's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But you make it as fun as possible because it is basically as fun as possible.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Just, I mean, kind of like watching your progression from, like, content creator, like when I started following you, all the way to community manager now, like, you've seen a lot of stuff happen in the community over the years, like, in terms of, like, updates to the game, like, the community's reaction to changes within the game, the community's reaction to the lack of changes in the game, all sorts of things, like...
Highs and lows, yeah.
Yeah, what, if you had to, like, pick a... sort of favorite era of Brawlhalla, because I personally consider there to be like a few different eras where the game has kind of had its own just set of things going on with it that I think are kind of important. Do you have any that come to mind for you?
I tend to look at Brawlhalla as eras of like what I was doing, but also like by like big legend releases and big weapon releases back in the day. And you know, every year is punctuated by BCX.
Right.
Oh, man. That's a good question. My favorite Brawlhalla era. It's a cheap answer to say this past year and change because it's the defensive era, but, like, you know, whatever. we won't harp on that.
I mean, honestly, if I asked myself the same question, I would probably say the past year because... Like,
you'd say the defensive era, not the past year, the defensive era.
Well, I would say, I would refer to it personally as the FOTA era. Because
That is the better way to say it.
Yeah, right? FOTA becoming design lead of the game, I think, is probably like the best thing that's happened to Brawlhalla in ever. So,
yeah, the addition of battle boots, the change in direction of development, the mechanic changes that have been put into the game, and just the blunt transparency and like... the direction that has been forged, like, it's going to be really hard to slow down this momentum that he has built from design lead's position. Like, he is captain o' captain, you know, he drives the ship. And it's, I don't know if he went into it. I haven't had an opportunity to watch the episode yet. I don't know if he went into it, but he's in and out of the office, like, a terrific influence for the company.
Oh, yeah.
Weekly pickleball nights and inviting people out to rock climbing and doing lunches and everything. Like, truly FOTA is the GOAT. And if anybody says anything crosswise, I'll 1v1 you, Brawlhalla, and if you beat me...
That would be funny if he actually edited it out, because it's like, I'll 1v1 you in Brawlhalla, hard cut to us laughing.
That's perfect.
Oh, jeez. Oh, what happened to that guy?
Enough glazing Fota. All right, next. Yeah. My favorite Brawlhalla part from this past year, where Fota became the design lead and I became the community manager, was probably when I was good at the game. Whenever that was, I think I hit like a peak of 2450 season, playing like Diana and Nash and everything at rank.
You played Diana?
Here we go. I'm opening Brawlhalla right now.
No.
I'm opening Brawlhalla right now, not to 1v1 you, not to 1v1 you, but just to go through, first of all, 6,000 hours in the game as of December 2023.
Oh, so you've played a little bit, huh?
A little. And that's, I don't have a level 100 legend.
No, like you don't.
That I've spread that time graciously.
I pulled you up on Korhala. You have a level 87 Nash, and that's your highest level legend.
Mm-hmm.
Next after that is Bodvar at 48. So you've definitely played a lot of Nash.
Big time. And then every legend beneath that, because I played Random Strikeout religiously
for
a long time. It was my absolute favorite thing to do. It tickled all the correct neurons and it was fun and quick pace. And the people that do that, like myself, aren't playing ranked for a reason. But also because of that, I very evenly spread out my gameplay and experience through a lot of legends. So, like, I have level 25 on at least 40 legends, and the rest are you know, except for the more
47
recent ones. 47?
47 legends at level at 25 or higher.
Lucian Sword is laughing at me right now. I have all 60. I almost have 7 levels, 25 already. Yeah, shout out to Lucian. Also, super OG. If you're not interviewing him next season, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I got... Dude, I have a list. I was just telling... I think it was some of the SIB folks that I have enough people on my list to do like 5 or 6 seasons of this show.
Subscribe.
Without adding anybody else. So
that you already have had agreed to
No. Well, I mean like just on my list of people that I would like to have on the show. I could add nobody else to that list and do like 5 or 6 seasons of this show. Damn. So yeah. Prioritizing.
That, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say prioritizing the guests is difficult. So
I'm glad I made spot number 20. Damn.
Laughter. Okay. That we probably have to cut. Oh God! All right. This is probably the most editing on a single episode Sandwich will have to do. So I apologize. In advance, Sandwick. Well, I guess not in advance, because the way that Sandwick does his episode editing is he like watches the episode and like edits as he's watching, and so he will get to like 43 minutes into this episode and be pissed off.
Sincere apology. God, there have been a lot of people who have sent me messages. They're like, man, how do you not like swear or say off color things on stream all the time on the Brawlhalla dev stream?
That's actually a good question. How? Because I would struggle.
Fear. No, for the first dozen streams or so, it was in the back of my mind like, don't fuck up. Yeah. You know, this is rated E. This is my job.
Right.
This is my career now. And then after that, it was just a switch. You know, like, I've talked to children before, right? I know how to not say fuck in front of a child, you know?
I say fuck in front of my child. It's a bad habit.
That's different. You're allowed to swear around blood, all right? It's way different. No, but I mean, like family gatherings and, like, if I'm out, like,
as
a kid or whatever, like, I know how to, you know, be nice. And I'm not saying y'all are kids, but some of you are, and that's why
a lot of you are.
But it's
actually
just,
according to the demographic information for podcast listeners, almost all of my listeners are 18 to 24. So
you get a beer membership or a sponsorship, man.
I know.
Drink game and brew or whatever the fuck.
Drink responsibly.
Or don't drink. That's also like really healthy. Apparently
responsibly not drinking is probably the best option.
But being able to turn off that switch, it became easy, you know, and it really shouldn't have been a difficult thing to begin with, but I'm just such a crass person that like,
oh no, same. I get it.
For the people that know me, they're like, oh, what, huh? He's only sworn once in 50 streams. What's going on?
Yeah. What's in some hypothetical world where you move on from BMG, do you think you'll continue trying to do community stuff maybe for other games in the future? Or is this like a one and done kind of thing for you?
I am someone who goes with the flow and likes to build and maintain momentum. And it's a blessing that, first, I want to just preface this with saying, I love working for BMG. I'm going to ride this gig until it putters out. You know, if that's a decade or two, that's cool. I'll be gray and tweeting memes, dude. I don't care. But it's very cool that BMG was acquired by Ubisoft. So we're under this huge corporate umbrella of like a £5 billion company.
Right.
If for any reason whatsoever, my tenure at BMG ends, I would very much so like to move within the company if possible, because I fucking love video games.
Right.
You know, like, and being on the social aspect of it and being able to interact with the community is super cool. And if that's a possibility, I'll chase that down for sure. Because otherwise, my skills and talents bring me to a fryer, a grill, content creation, or right. working for a company, maybe doing social media, or just, you know, going back to school and getting some kind of certification and just doing, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Because I got no problem getting my hands dirty. You know, if one day I become an electrician or a plumber, that's cool by me. You know, as long as I'm happy, fed, well fed. Sorry. and you know, more than surviving and I'm content, I'm happy. So,
yeah.
Yes, I would like to stay in a community type role, but I'm cool with whatever, you know?
Nice. Yeah, I mean, because I honestly don't think I've talked to you very much about your background outside of content creation and what you're doing.
Yeah, because that's boring. We've been friends for so long, we don't talk about that kind of shit.
Yeah, often. Right?
It's boring. I did content creation for Captain TV before working for Brawlhalla, helping make their promotional content, and literally just scraping every single streamer from their community for 3 to 10 seconds of a good clip of them playing the game and making like weekly videos for them.
Oh, okay.
To promote like new events and stuff. And before that, sales positions, odd jobs. I worked in the food business a lot. I used to professionally make salads.
Oh, okay.
Professional. I was basically in the same company in the span of like 6 months. I washed the dishes, I prepped veggies, I was making salads, or I was like doing oven work for the same gig. They love me because I could do all of the roles and I didn't give a shit. So one day, yo, diff, dishes, yo, diff, cash register, yo, diff, clean the yogurt machine, yo, diff, cook the chicken, bacon, bread, whatever. I was happy to do it because they paid me well and it gave me a free salad at the end of the day. And these aren't like, you know, salads. These are like fucking salads. Edit that.
This.
Like, Sam, comment, subscribe, review, 5 stars.
Sandwich, I'm so sorry.
Hi, John.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen, though. This.
Me too.
This is pretty much exactly what I expected this episode to be. Season finale. Brawl Origins gone wild.
It just goes to show that the friendships you make in the FGC can be lasting and fun, and not everything has to be hoity-toity professional, right?
Yes.
You know, yes. It's great. Please be social, make a friend within the Brawlhalla community or any other gaming community you're in, or community in general, and just have a good time. Be yourself, you know?
Yeah. You gotta get out there and meet people for sure. That was like one of the things, when around the time that Dreamland was starting or happening, when I found out that Brawlhalla was going to have like a LAN in my neck of the woods, I was like, okay, first of all, one, that's really fucking cool, because The only lands I had done prior to that were Call of Duty. And we all know what the Call of Duty community is like. So... And so I was like, all right, I've been seeing all these people like Diff, like Starlight, was Twilight at the time, like these mm-hmm. people that I had been watching stream that I knew were all going, and was like, okay, I'm gonna get a chance to meet these people. Like, we should actually hang out. Like, it's like the whole point of these events is like finding people to like be friends with, and look at us. Look at us.
Yeah, all these years later. It started with a car ride from the airport, a broken promise of going to the beach.
My bad.
Hanging out and getting burgers and beers and meeting people and playing cards. Some made-up Russian game that Dobrain cooked up out of nowhere.
Oh my god, that night wild. Was so... I think we actually can't say what the name of that card game is.
So idea for the future, please have me back on. I'm sure this isn't the wrap-up of the end of the video or episode or whatever. No. But getting that group together to have just like a town hall chat about Dreamland would be a super fun like side episode or Origins extra or something.
I don't even remember who all was in there. It was like me and you and Dobrain. Crocky was in there. Oh my god, Crocky was in there.
Blood Diamond.
Noel was there. But no, that I don't remember what the card game that Dobrain had everybody playing was, but I just remember that it is not repeatable.
Yeah, but it was a ton of fun. It was a great bonding experience.
Oh, like, dude, Trosius and so I have been fun.
Talking to the same people that were in that room for almost a decade.
Yeah.
Like, quoting you, actually, Atrophies, I think it's your pinned tweet right now. Let me see if I can just grab it.
Oh, not anymore.
Is it not?
No, my pinned tweet right now is probably Season 2 promotion for Origins.
Okay, well, it was basically saying, unapologetically, be yourself and love things you love unapologetically. Because you're your truest self when you're enjoying the things that you love. And that's how you find people that you truly mesh with, is really chasing your interests and not giving a fuck of what people think about your interests, because like that's how you meet people, that's how you make lifelong friends, you know.
Yeah, it's basically like the whole idea of just don't let other people bring you down for the things that you enjoy, because if you love something and nobody else is getting hurt, no other opinions matter.
So, which is most of the time it's true. If you love eating dirt, stop.
Well, actually, I think the way that I phrased it was, if you love something and nobody's getting hurt, including yourself. So
that's good.
If you love something and nobody's getting hurt, no other opinions matter. Yeah.
Walking back to my car after BCX 2023 in the Cobb Galleria in like one of the exterior side rooms, like maybe a 200th of the size of the hall that Brawlhalla was in, there was a mandala convention. You know, there's like the little like handheld piece of wood with a string and a rope.
Yeah.
Or string and a ball. There was like 45 people in a room, socially distanced. Sorry, not socially distanced. Mandela distanced from each other. Just all fucking doing their tricks. It was so cool. And it just goes to show, no matter how big the community is, there's one that you fit in, you know? Yeah. Which is awesome.
You definitely can find something out there for whatever your interest is. I mean, I'm not exactly very shy about mine, so. I just recorded with Pavelski today, actually, and I'll send you this clip later because it's really funny. He goes by Kurisu Makise on the leaderboard, right? It's one of the main characters from the anime Steins Gate. Right behind me, right there, is a statue of Kurisu Makise, right? And so we got to talking about Steins Gate, and he goes, oh, let me show you this. And he goes and he pulls his off the shelf. It's the exact same one that I have right there behind me.
That is so cool, man. And it just further, you're completely right. It just further proves that, like, if you unapologetically share the things you love, you'll find other people that you have that in common with. And that's super cool. Like, and if you're not interviewing people to find that connection, Reddit exists, Twitch streams exist,
Discord, you know, all these
Discord
places.
Communities. So, like, plug in, you know?
Yep.
Or if there's like a low, if you're at like college or in school, go to clubs, you know,
dude,
it makes life better to share it with people, you know?
Yep. Yep. That's the big thing is like, if you're going to be part of anything, like try to be a part of the social parts of whatever community you're involved in, because that's where real friendships are made, I think.
Big time. And if you don't like people, find other people that don't like people.
And then you cannot like people together, including each other.
Exactly. if you guys are friends and only talk once a month, that's still a good friend, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, the best man at my wedding, we talk like a handful of times a year.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure those conversations are like maybe an hour.
And if that. And if I were to get married again, he would still probably be my best man again. Like,
there you go. Object permanence is important, but friendship permanence is also a thing that people talk about. Like, just because you haven't talked in a while doesn't mean your friendship like degrades or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, unapologetically be yourself, find a community, plug in. If it's not already the Brawlhalla community, what are you doing watching this up until now?
Exactly. Hello? It's been like 56 minutes. What are you doing?
Welcome. You are now in Brawlhalla. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you're like 56 minutes, 57 minutes deep into this podcast and like you're just now learning about this stuff, welcome to the Brawlhalla community. You are officially one of us now.
let's do something fun. Let's guess their Brawlhalla ID. 115,400,028.
Oh, for the listener?
For the one person that might be listening.
For the one person that might be listening this deep. Yeah. Yeah. No, I would go much lower than that. I think the only people that would be listening this deep is somebody that probably played around the same time we did. So I'm gonna go 350,000.
Okay. So you're thinking of the people that are already in that have the viewing endurance. I'm thinking of the one person that's never played who goes and downloads Brawlhalla now.
Okay. True. Got it. And coming back and watching this later because they want to know all about defensive.
Right.
And
right,
then they got this episode, which was...
so informative. It's informative in character and it's fun and it's probably a way more lighthearted episode than a lot of others. I'm guessing, you know?
I mean, they're not too serious. I mean, I talked about anime for like 5 minutes with Pavelski, and we bonded over our mutual love of Steins Gate, so.
Are you telling me that anime is not serious to you? What the hell?
Okay, that's fair.
I'm messing with you. I'm sorry.
It has
got 99 thieving and old school RuneScape.
Documented. It's in the recording. It happened.
Oh, man.
I think anybody that can make a top 20 list out of something has to be serious about it, so.
Yeah, damn. That's a really good way to put that. I'm like, racking my brain. Like, what can I make a top 20 list of right now? And tacos, food in general, just goes to the top. Brawlhalla Legends.
Yeah.
Past love interests. Is that all I got? Ooh, favorite shoes.
Oh.
Comfortable shoes and sweatshirts, clothing, that goes up there.
Could you really come up with 20 shoes?
From my lifetime? Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah.
I don't own them anymore because I wear them until they have holes in them, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, relatable.
I'm not going to put the shoe on camera, never mind. I was going to go reach for a great one, but, like, whatever. It's only, like, top 16.
Oh, man. All right, well, we've been going for about an hour. We probably could go for like three more if I didn't stop it here. So last thing I generally tend to ask people to do is, do you have anything that you would like to say just kind of like to any fans of yours or the wider community as we sign off?
Brawlhalla.com/play. Don't follow me on any of my social medias because I say stupid shit. Don't upload a lot of YouTube or anything anymore, but like, play Brawlhalla, join in the community, find somewhere that you fit in and love to be, because it's truly enriching in your own life, and finding somebody to talk to if you don't have anybody to talk to is really important. Like, keep your mental health up to snuff, drink water, play Brawlhalla, buy Man with Coins.
gotta keep you employed.
Big time. And yeah, I hope everybody's been having a great time playing 7 for the past couple months. And I hope you really enjoy what will already be in the game by now, which is sandwich, cut it like right there. And Trophy was like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
Oh man. Oh, man. We gotta hard cut there and then release a clip of that early to fucking like scare the shit out of BMG.
No, that's gonna scare the shit out of me.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for watching season 2 of Brawlhalla Origins. This has been a great season. It was great having you on, Diff. Thank you for coming on.
Being on.
We will probably have you on again at some point because honestly, there's so much more that we could talk about.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we really just scraped the surface and talked some shit, didn't we?
Yeah, I know. Pretty much. Might have to be a little bit more. No, we're not. I was gonna be a little bit more serious next time, but I couldn't even get that out. So.
What's the point?
Exactly. Season 3 announcements. I have no idea when they will be coming out.
You have to start that again. Season 3 announcements. Psych, fuck y'all.
Season 3 is going to be even bigger and better, and I will probably just delete this and not actually put it in the video because I might like re-record something later to talk about season 3. But season 3 is going to be hype. If you aren't already on the VIP list for Brawlhalla Origins, brawlhallaorigins.com, go sign up there. It will be huge. And I have a siren going on in the background right now.
That's how big it is. The police are concerned.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a fire truck. That is definitely a fire truck. The Brawlhalla Origins
next season's going to be hot.
It's going to be fire.
Let's go. It's going to char wood, dude. It's going to be crazy.
All right. That's it. We're out. Have a good one, y'all.
Thanks for watching this episode of Brawlhalla Origins. We'll be back next week with another episode. Join our VIP list by signing up at season2.brawlhallaorigins.com to get early access to each episode, special clips, giveaways, and behind-the-scenes updates. See you next week.